Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate-watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I am Carmen Clark.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You're Carmen Clark. Ooh. I wrote that song yesterday.
Really? Yeah.
Whoa.
I love it.
Okay.
Spent all day.
Love it. Carmen is back on the podcast because, you know, we have a female trapped in some small space. So I had to call Carmen up.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
And be like, girl.
I guess this is starting to be a theme.
It's a weird theme that we have going, but it's necessary.
It's necessary for some reason.
Important to talk about women being trapped in small spaces.
Yeah. And I'm going to say right now, fourth time is a charm because this movie was awesome.
Yeah,
just gonna,
nice.
Like, spoiler alert.
There you go.
I've never enjoyed a Lifetime movie, and I really enjoyed
this. And you enjoyed this one, okay.
Well, you know, sometimes if you have good actors who can, like, deliver on the material, and the people, of course, were involved in the movie because it's a rip from the headlines, so they're involving the victims of the crimes or whatever.
Yeah.
In the making of the
movie. In the
movies,
making.
Yeah.
With varied results. Like, the NXIVM cult one that we covered, we were like, she kind of, like, at the end, it was like, buy her book. And it's like, I don't want to buy her book.
Yeah,
this is a commercial for her book.
Yeah.
This one's just like, she survived.
She.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
like, this has happened to me and I survived it.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Drew, today, because I haven't told you the title at all.
No.
We've been like getting set up, getting ready, just kind of like hanging out, braiding each other's hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I have some sweet braids.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
They look great.
So today we are talking about Abducted, the Mary Stauffer story. Say that three times fast.
The Mary Stauffer story.
Mary Stauffer story.
Abducted, Mary Stauffer the Mary Stauffer story.
Okay, great. I guess you can say it three times fast. Never mind.
That hard.
It stars Allison Hannigan from How I Met Your Mother and Buffy, of course.
Yeah.
That's how most people probably know her. Yeah. But actually, more people probably know her from How I Met Your Mother, which is sad.
Yeah.
It is sad for her.
I don't know. That was a successful, good show.
Yeah. It was good.
It was funny.
For a while.
Yeah.
Until something better came along.
It had funny things.
Until Big Bang Theory. Just kidding. I hate Big Bang Theory.
Don't you start.
Kaylee Cuoco. We hate you, Kaylee Cuoco. Goodbye. also starring Howie Law.
I don't know.
Is that a person I'm supposed to know?
No, but he's the guy who's the bad guy.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was one Asian.
Well, two.
No, you're right. There was that other.
But we'll get to it. Okay. Drew, this might be a twin situation.
It's a true story. There might not have POC.
Right.
Because it's a true story. It's not all true stories of POCs involved.
Right, you know.
This one does, though.
This one totally does.
Great.
Like a very main character.
Right.
Great.
It is wild. And I've never heard of this case before.
Me neither.
And I'm
sorry,
I'm
like, I screamed. But I am a true crime fan. I went and looked on every podcast that I listened to, searching like Mary Stauffer. Because I'm like, how is there a woman who's kidnapped and I haven't heard about it?
Sure.
I literally had that thought.
I can't remember.
And I realized it was ridiculous, but...
I can't remember the one that I've heard about this before. I think it's... Generation Y?
Maybe. I didn't look on that.
I think that was the one where I...
Heard about it.
Because most true crimes do murders, and this wasn't... This didn't end up in a murder.
Sometimes they do abductions, though.
Yeah, this is very much in line with all the other true crime ones we've covered with the people getting abducted in various ways and becoming sex slaves or whatever. But this one's different, and you'll see why, Drew.
So
jumping into the movie. So, as we've said, it's part of Hallmark, Lifetime's rip from... God, I don't want to see Hallmark's rip from the headline story. That would be so weird.
They're like, dog stuck in a tree.
Right.
Save
the kitty.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Lifetime's rip from the headline series. And the movie starts out, we get a voiceover from the actual woman and footage of her and her husband and her daughter. Like video footage.
That
you know
was
what I mean?
Actual
footage, yeah.
I thought it was the real voice. Maybe it wasn't the real voice, but it's showing like home movie clips, not of the real person, but of like Allison Hannigan and the daughter and the husband, like,
okay,
doing normal things. She's talking about like, you know, people get faced with a lot of like troubles in life, and it's how you face your troubles and overcome them that shows like who you really are as a person.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Sure.
Setting the scene, setting up what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Normally it's like,
also, yeah, God comes up here because,
oh yes, she's a woman of faith.
There's a lot of God, and you know, I have no comment either way on it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's her story. It's, it's what she did and how she got through it.
Oh yeah.
And she's like at church, you know, she's a woman of the faith. Her husband is going on a missionary trip. Ooh. Like, they're like real into that whole scene. They love that scene. That missionary scene. They go to like missionary like dances.
They have missionary sex.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that's all they have.
Only that.
Right. So she's like saying goodbye to everyone at the congregation because like it's
by the way, nothing wrong with missionary sex, guys.
Hey, I'm not, you know,
it's fine. Yeah.
I am not maligning missionaries.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. So she's like saying goodbye to everyone. And because it's her, her husband and her daughter, they're going to be going away. And where? I don't know.
There's also another child. The Philippines also. I just watched this morning.
Oh, there's a son. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Well. He must not be important.
Yeah, there's definitely a son.
Well, sure. Okay, her son too. Who cares? Who cares? The son does not matter. So later, she's taking the daughter to the beauty salon, and they're going to like get all their like things done before they go on their missionary trip. Because that's what you do. When you go on a missionary trip, you got to get your nails done, and you got to get your hair did.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do. Yeah. That's what I do when I go on missionary trips.
Right, yeah.
Fun fact, it was called Carmen's Beauty Salon. I noticed that.
Oh, it was.
And I got excited.
Well, I didn't know that you had a beauty salon, I guess, yes.
It was mine.
Yes, at the beauty salon, Carmen's Beauty Salon, and this man comes up, and he has a gun, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell was that? He's like, get in the car. And they're like, what? What's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he throws him in the car, and like, they're just like, oh, abducted. No, it's her car, right?
Yeah, it's her car.
And she's like driving, and he's like, just drive, just fucking drive.
Okay.
And she, I don't think he says
just, he doesn't say fucking drive.
He's like, just fucking drive, motherfucker.
Yeah, but this man, he's like, you know, in big glasses, because this is set in the 80s, if we hadn't explained that.
Yeah, okay.
Big old glasses, and he's like, just drive, follow this way. And she's like, why are you doing this? Who are you?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know you. And he's like, you don't know who I am?
Yeah.
He like freaks out on her. He gets so mad. And she's like, no, bitch. I like, no, don't know who you are.
Exactly.
And he's like, if you say you don't know me again, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill your daughter. And she's like, okay, I know you. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Great. You're my best friend.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she doesn't know him. And then he's like forcing them. They drive out of town and then they get into like the woods or something, and they're getting from her car to a car he has like parked there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To like, he'll drive them the rest of the way.
No, this is a different.
Right?
We're moving. So first he puts them in the trunk. Are you talking about when he moves them to the trunk?
Yes, of another car.
And then a bystander comes.
Right. Yes. So the bystander, Drew,
yeah,
is this little boy. His name's Jason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey. Hey, mister, what are you doing?
Hey, bitch.
And he's like, well, I gotta kidnap this kid.
Oh God. Yep. Yeah.
So he kidnaps the kid, and there's another kid like up on the hill, like watching the whole thing happen.
Just leaves.
That would be little me. It's like, sorry, Jason. Nah, bye.
Nah.
Yeah,
nah.
Yeah.
But he saw the car, the kid that got away saw the car. So now the police are gonna have that information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like Allison Hannigan, her daughter, and this random little boy, they're all in the trunk together.
Ugh.
Then they're changing cars, right? And the man takes the little boy out, and the little boy never comes back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't show what happens.
Presumed he dead.
He died.
He dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't think the movie ever really resolves that, or like is like, R.I.P. Jason, person who really is dead.
There was a little postscript at the end, I think, where it was like, he died.
Right.
But it's like, in the actual movie, never. And I don't know if she ever even asked, like, where is the kid?
It was truly shocking.
Because, like, there was a little boy
in the trunk,
and then he's not there. Wouldn't you at least be like, where is this child? But, I mean, sure.
I guess at that point, you're like, I'm getting, like, I gotta figure out my own shit. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it was just weird, because it was like, in all the previews for the movie, they're like, Allison Hannigan and her daughter get abducted, da da da. And you're like, where did this little boy come from? It was truly shocking.
Yeah.
It was
like, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, right. Oh, he's going to, like, you know, the little boy's going to get away or something. But no, he did. He
dead.
Dead.
He's super dead.
So the man takes them, this one, he puts them in the van, and they're driving around, and then he gets to this house, okay? Mm-hmm. And he takes them in the house, and he, like, makes them get into a closet. And he points a gun at them, and he's like, you know, don't be crazy. Don't do anything. Just stay in the closet.
Yeah.
No horsing around.
Oh, hell no.
No. And it's like a small closet. It's dark.
Yeah.
And
like closets are.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's just.
Yeah. I mean, well, to be fair, I think there are smaller closets.
Right. They could stand up.
There are smaller closets.
Okay.
So, like, they have room to, like, lay down,
let's
stand
give
up.
Him a little credit here.
He's a good guy, this guy.
He tries. He tried.
So we cut to the husband. He's with, like, his sister or something. I don't know. Some blonde woman who doesn't matter.
It sure. is his sister. I figured out that later because I was like, are they about to kiss? And then I was like, oh, wait, that's his.
They were brother and sister, but they had the actors had, like, some sexual tension going on.
I think they
did. You know.
Oh. Yeah, oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, it just bled over right. into the movie.
Yeah, they're like, well, you know, we're actors in this movie, and we're having a good time off camera, and it's kind of showing on camera when we're supposed to be sad and worried about our missing Allison Hannigan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Allison Hannigan is missing. Where is our daughter?
Where?
And he calls the police, but they're like, we are looking for a little boy named Jason. We don't have time to look for your dumb wife and daughter who are probably just, like, getting their nails done.
They're probably getting their nails done. And they're probably at Disney World.
Yeah, and he's like, you don't understand. Like, I'm a man of the faith, so when I tell my wife to come home, she's home.
She back immediately. No,
like, she obeys me. Yes.
She obeys. Yeah.
That's how they roll.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm told.
That is how they roll.
But, yeah, he doesn't really get any...
You know what? We're just going to say it. There is some action happening in the kitchen,
you know,
and it might bleed over into the podcast.
There is a Top Chef taping happening right now. We didn't want to say anything.
Is one? Is it not?
We don't want to brag, but Top Chef is filming in Universal Studios, Universe Head Studios.
Is Gordon Ramsay in my kitchen, or is he not? Who knows? You'll never know.
You'll never know.
He could be... but the police are not really putting it together that the boy and
because how would you put that together?
Right.
But yeah, just on that. Yeah, no.
I'm just like, police, do your job. And it's like the sassiest woman on the phone too. She's like, your wife's missing? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's been 24 hours. Shut up.
Everybody's fucking wives. Everyone's fucking wives are missing.
We only have enough manpower to look for one person at a time.
At one single time.
So the man, he starts, like, interrogating Mary. He, like, sets up this, like, thing where he, like, records her with an 80s camera.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, sitting in a chair with, like, a spotlight on her type of deal.
Yeah. He has, like, video cameras and stuff. And you don't think about it because it's, like, cool, it's a video camera. But I guess this is, like, 1981.
Yeah.
So it's, like, not everyone had video cameras.
Yeah, no, that's pretty, pretty, like, those cost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So he's, like... I know you don't remember me, but my name's Ming. Ming Sen Shu.
Ming Sen Shu.
Ming Sen Shu.
Okay.
And he was like, I was one of your students in ninth grade math class, and it was 15 years ago, and you gave me a bad grade.
Oh, okay.
And you ruined my life. And she's like, you're doing this because I gave you a bad grade?
Oh my God, that part. I was like, right? I'm glad that
you gave me a bad grade?
Yeah.
No,
she's like, I don't remember you because I don't remember students who I don't care about. And maybe I have an area of opportunity here to care more about my students. You're right, but this is going a little too far.
Yeah.
This is going a little too far for your...
might have been a better way.
Failing grade. Yeah.
I mean, those Asian parents, man, you know, they really get on you.
True.
They get on you.
Well, and she's like, you know, you were definitely not one of my favorite students. And you're not ever going to be.
And you're definitely not now.
And that's what I love about this, like the writing in this, is that they let Mary kind of be sassy to Ming.
Well, they set it up like he's like, always be honest to me. Like, don't lie to me. So she's like, okay. And he's like, you know, many times, like, if I do this, like, are you going to try and run away? She's like, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Although, like, you can lie.
You can.
Still.
Right.
When, even when someone says, don't lie to me, you still can.
You sure still can.
Mm-hmm. Just remember that, guys. Remember that.
But she's a woman of the faith, and if you love God, you don't lie. Okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's I've been to church once. That's what they told me.
Don't lie, ever.
Don't lie.
No matter ever. What, even to save your life.
So Mary, and the daughter's name is Beth. I haven't said that her name is Beth.
Yeah, I didn't even know her.
Mary and Beth, they pray in the closet, and then Mary immediately begins to like start negotiations with Ming. She's like, can we go to the bathroom? You know, we're in a closet. There's nowhere to go to the bathroom. Like, can we like have privileges to go to the bathroom? And he's like, I didn't think about this. Like, there's a pot in there. And she's like, we're not
going to go pee in the pot.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
We're going to pee
in
the bathroom.
So that's not happening. And he's like, okay. Cause he like lets her go to the bathroom.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He lets her go to the bathroom and it's like, she's looking, of course she goes in and immediately he's like opening all the things. She doesn't even turn on a faucet. Like, she's just like, okay, I'm just start making all this noise. What are you doing?
Yeah. So he, of course, is like, you're trying to escape. And then he throws her back in. He's like, you can't escape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, come on, lady.
Is this when he chains them together?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's like escalating this, like, okay, you thought I was kidding and you thought this was cute, but I'm chaining you with your daughter and you're going to be chained together in this closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he does that so they can't escape, and then she keeps like negotiating with him. Like, anytime he opens the door, she's like trying to like get a little bit more like push to
Smart.
Where she's in control.
Smart.
Just like little things,
just
too.
Little tiny things.
And he like rewards her for being good and like pretending that they're a family, because that's what he wants,
right,
to be a family with them. You know.
He does, because he's like totally insane, and she's like, do you love me? And he's like, yeah, I do. And she's like, if you loved me though, why would you be hurting me like this? Like,
do you see the logic there?
Right.
Yeah.
And she's like, you should just let us go. You should let us go home. But he's like,
this
makes him more angry. He gets angry. He gets aggressive. And he's like feeling kind of rejected by her, because, you know, he wants her to love him.
Are you talking about the part?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Well, no, I don't think we're there yet.
Right.
I don't think we're there yet.
We'll get there.
He realizes, like, also as Mary is, like, trying to get him to reason with this, because she's, like, really trying to, like, go through it from, like, a, like, I'm going to connect you as a person, and then I'm going to, like, logically step you through this. And she's like, my husband's going to be looking for me. He's probably already called the police. I'm supposed to be going on a missionary trip. He's going to know that I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Right.
And so then he has her write the letter.
Yes. So he makes her write a letter to the husband. And it's like, you know, needed to take some time for myself, whatever. Had to go. Sorry.
Yeah.
See you soon. Love you. Bye. And he's like, don't put anything sneaky in there because I'm going to read it.
I'm going to write it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, you know that thing where the first letter of each sentence spells out help?
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Well, he would have caught that, maybe.
No.
Or if he was
failed,
just a big old dumb.
He failed the class. He's not going to know my secret trick.
That's true.
Like, we're working with somebody
that's
with
true.
A sub-level IQ, okay?
Yeah.
But he's really good at computers.
Oh, true. Maybe he's just smart in a different way.
He might be good at coding, but then you got to have like that. You got to have that, like, weird, you gotta have that secret thing with your spouse. You gotta have that, like,
code word
where it's a code word, or it's a, like,
yeah,
if I ever say this, it means this.
Yeah.
But a thing that you say is a normal thing that you would say to... So everyone have that with your spouse or your partner.
Well, you should. Yeah. We cover this type of stuff a lot on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have things in place to protect yourself because people be crazy. People be crazy. Speaking of crazy, Ming is like, hey, Allison Hannigan / Mary, I'm going to let you out of this place tomorrow, and your daughter, I'm going to set you free. I need you to do what I want you to do right now. And what he wants her to do, I'm having a problem speaking, is have sex with him.
Go to the bone zone.
Bone zone.
And
we're going bone zone here? Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, I want you to, like, he goes into, like, extreme detail. He's like, I want you to, like, make the sounds that you're making when you do it with your husband. Because when you do it with me, because do they have sex?
Yeah, at first they do it, and then he was like, that's not how you do it to your husband. And she's like, Hold on a
You don't know
Ming,
how I do it with my
excuse me. You don't know how I do it.
You don't know
with
how
my
I
husband.
Do that.
Yeah, turns
but
out
then
he does.
He does because he's put cameras or microphones or something.
He literally
in her
stalking
home.
Them.
Great.
Yeah,
he's been stalking her for months, following her around. Like, I mean, that is some really weird shit. Like peeping Tom stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And Gordon. Sorry, Gordon Ramsay is just like really going hard on the risotto right now.
It might be Gordon Ramsay. It might not be Gordon Ramsay.
Like, we don't even know if that picks up on the microphone, so it might be
a new player. But if it is.
So, okay, 14 days later, they're in captivity still, and the husband, his name's Lev, he gets
his name is Irv.
Oh, what did I write? Oh, I wrote Lev.
His name is Lev?
I wrote Lev, but I guess his name's Irv. Whatever. It's the same idea. It's basically like a sound that you make, like Lev, Irv.
Yeah, Irv is more like Irv. like a fart on a onomatopoeia. It's like Irv.
Irv. Yeah. So he gets a letter and he's like,
did you just Irv, man?
He's like, I know this letter was forced.
Yeah,
and
he's like my wife would never.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Never. Mm-mm. And he's like, police, you need to take this serious. And he's like, the police are like, okay, we will now. And they're like, oh, look, the post marking is from the state. So they're still in the state. That's good, right?
He's like, I guess it would be better if she was here, but
right,
sure,
it'd be better
we'll
if you took my my call seriously like 14 days ago, you know?
Yeah.
So Ming is like, you know, still has them in captivity.
Yeah,
and
Ming is going to Ming.
He's gonna Ming. It's Mary's birthday.
Ming got a Ming, man.
And he's like, oh, Mary, I threw a birthday party for you. And he comes.
Aww.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
It's really so sweet.
He went to Jewel. He got a birthday cake. You
or
know,
Albertson's.
Grocery
or wherever
store.
That would be.
Yeah. And they sing like the saddest rendition of Happy Birthday Ever.
Was it like in a minor key?
Almost. I mean,
the daughter is singing in like a falsetto.
It was like yeah, was really real weird. Pitchy. Like the actress like could
That's
not
fun.
Sing.
That's fun and creepy though.
Yes.
I like that.
And you know, Mary is kind of like, she's, again, being honest. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I've had better birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had better ones.
Right. So flash to 24 days in captivity, and Mary is still like, you know, having hope because of her faith and praying. And I think we get like a voiceover here of her being like, after so long, I really had God, and that was all I had. But it also showed me that I was a really strong person.
Okay.
And she steals a piece of mail or something from like a counter when she's let out of the room.
Yeah.
And she gives it to her daughter. She's like, you need to memorize this address. If we ever get out of here, you have to tell the police or tell the first person you see, this is the address that we're staying at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that daughter's like, I can't.
I
can't.
Don't remember. I don't know what addresses are.
The daughter is like such a goody-goody. And it's funny because like obviously the daughter of this woman would be a goody-goody.
Right.
But she keeps being like, you have to be a lot more mature and older than you are right now. She's like, get it together. Basically. Because the daughter's
you
like,
need to
don't
be
do
a
this.
Bish.
He might
you
get mad at us bish. Again. Yep. And she's like, no, yeah. We got to, come on.
The daughter is so like, mommy, don't make the man mad. And Allison
Hannigan, like, you want to live?
Yeah, we're going to live.
You need to shut your mouth up.
Exactly.
Mama gonna handle it.
And also, one more thing about the daughter that really drove me crazy. So she gets a present from Ming, and it's like one of those bleep bloop, like, you know, those 80s like football games. So she's like trapped.
It's like a blackjack.
Yes.
Fucking
yes.
Game.
Yes.
Beep boop. Ding 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 ding.
So Mary is like trapped in a closet all day, all the time, with her daughter, with a little bleep bloop like
yeah,
game.
There's definitely a scene where it just close above Kill her me. Face with the noises in the background, and you just are like,
you're like, yep, okay,
damn, get that
it.
Sucks.
Of get all it. The things Ming did, except for the raping, which is terrible,
yeah,
this might be a close second.
Oh, well, yeah.
A distant second, but still.
It's, yeah, very distant, but,
you know, ooh, it's up there. Yeah. It's top five.
They're like, look, he raped me, and I kind of was like, okay,
kidnapping,
maybe this will get
chaining,
out of my
thing.
Kidnapping,
chaining, trapped in a closet, raping, and then this.
And yeah. Then the fucking little black, handheld blackjack game that dinged every time.
Yes. So when the time is right, Mary and her daughter pretend to be asleep, okay? Mm-hmm. And they hear, like, someone coming, and they're like, we're going to pretend to be asleep, and then he'll just go away. And then they're like, wait, there's, like, like Ming's like blasting music right now.
Yeah, like, this is not like Ming.
That's so out of character for him. And then they're like, oh my God, it's coming from the basement. Someone lives in the basement. And they start banging on the floor. They're like, help, help, help.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But Ming, of course, is, you know.
He can hear it.
He's too smart for that.
He's too smart. He's like, oh, that's my roommate. I've already padded the walls and the floors. Like, my roommate's never going to hear you. He's been out of town, but he's back now. And y'all better be on your best behavior.
He
and he
really
plays
did
the drums.
He really
he's
did.
A drummer. And
yeah.
And he has strong arms. He's a drummer.
The roommate is his cousin named Brian. And he's been away, but, you know, he is clearly oblivious to everything happening in his house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Totally oblivious.
Yeah. Yep.
So Ming gets an opportunity. Oh, wait. Does he kick him out of the house or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ming kicks the cousin out of the house because he, like, can't risk it.
He keeps just, like, showing up into his apartment for beers, and he just can't have that.
Yeah.
Can't have that. You can't have someone, like, kidnapped and then also your cousin just coming in for beer. Like, come on.
Cuz, bro!
Yeah. It's like,
let's fucking get some beers and just get fucking drunk,
exactly,
man.
And he's, like, drinking beer, and then Ming's like, get out of my house. And he's like, can I finish my beer? Like,
yeah, dude, he's so like, confused.
It's like, no.
God. What, nope. Man? Used to be cool. Used to be cool.
But Ming gets a chance to go to Chicago, okay?
Oh, that's where we are.
That's where we are for a job conference. And he's like, I got this job conference. And he tells Mary about it. And he's like, if I get to go, would you guys come with me?
Yeah, would you want to go?
And would you be on your best behavior and not try to escape?
Would you guys be cool?
And she's like, you know, I probably would try to escape, but I'll still go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, great.
Why would you?
So he video records her more, and he, like, tells her that, like, God's forsaken her because, like, he wouldn't let this happen to her if there was a God.
I mean, that's a good.
That is a good argument.
That is a fucking good argument, though.
She doesn't see it that way, Drew. She sees it as an opportunity, and maybe if she wasn't the teacher that she thought she was, she, you know, wouldn't have failed her students like she did in this instance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not her fault, though.
But that's how she rationales it. And,
okay,
and
that's
like,
a stupid way to do that, but yeah, right? Okay.
Sure. And but then he, like, puts her in the RV, and they all start going to Chicago together. And they're
an,
like,
RV party.
An RV party. And
are they still chained together?
No, I think they're apart from each other now.
Okay,
no,
so they've earned.
They are chained together.
Oh, okay. So Mary sees a cop. They stop at a rest stop, and she sees a cop. Mm-hmm. And they're parked at this gas station, and she's, like, about to be, like, banging on the window, like, help, help, help. But Ming pulls out the gun. He's like, you don't want to do that because I will kill you. I will kill your daughter. I will kill the cop. I will kill the gas station attendant. I will kill that hooker over there trying to get some Johns.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, the hooker. Don't kill the hooker.
She's got a heart of gold.
Yes. So she's like, oh, fuck. You
Don't
know, I'm so
hooker.
Caught. I'm so caught here. So he goes to the conference. Like, they finally get to Chicago. He's like, all right, I'm leaving. Be good. I trust you.
Wow.
Well, not quite that. No. He says, I have microphones. I have this whole place rigged with microphones. So if you say anything, like, that you're trying to get away, I'll hear you.
Yes.
And he says that he has them tied together and rigged to the gas tank so that if they pull open, like if they break free, the whole camper will explode.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't just leave them. Patrick, he just leaves them.
Well,
no. So he leaves them in the camper.
Yeah.
He does, but he like mentally fucks with them. And Beth, the daughter's like, oh my God, we can't, mom, we can't do anything. And Allison Hannigan's like, fuck you.
Come on. This we gotta try some shit. Come on.
So she like takes away like the, like there's covering on the windows, of course. She takes away the covering and there's some skater boys out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Avril Lavigne shows up and she's like, she wants a skater boy, just that's a your little boy.
Yep.
And it's like, Avril, get out of the movie.
Avril has been alive for a long time.
I know. She was an 80s pop star, if you didn't know. And then she got plastic surgery and she came back in the aughts.
Came back in the aughts.
She came back.
Just like me.
But no, the skater boys are like, Allison Hannigan's like being unloaded. She's like, help me. Sorry, is that like ASMR? Okay, sorry. But the skater boys are like, haha, what a funny prank.
What a weird, what a stupid person.
They're like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Look at you. Hey, look at that stupid bitch. Fucking trying to and say help.
You know, never trust Kick a skater. Never trust a skater boy, okay?
Don't do it.
But since they don't get out, Ming's like, okay, you guys really are like in this to win this. You get a special privilege for being so good. So he lets Beth call the father on Father's Day.
Yeah, that was sweet.
It's like sad because like the dad's like, where are you? Are you okay? And Beth's like, we're fine. The man won't let me say anything else.
Yeah, I mean, she's a goody-goody. She's not gonna, no.
Yeah.
He doesn't let Mary, like Mary would have like thrown some code in there. I don't mm-hmm. know, but.
Yeah, like he's taken advantage of how stupid her fucking kid is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, like, the father, Irv, or Love, whatever,
yeah,
he's, like, crying and having, like, his moment with the phone because the daughter. And he's like, ooh. And they
he knows that, like, she's saying that he, like, they're captive.
He knows that they're captive. And she's like, we're alive.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
And there's nothing he can do. So they've been gone for 45 days at this point. And I think that he just like is hopeless because the police can't find them. They've been gone for so long.
Yeah, there is like investigation and like they're trying to
that's not figure that long,
out
though.
What happened, but in the end that's not, it's not like they figure out who it is and they go find them.
Mm-mm.
But no. Yeah, but there is like
you would not be able to get away with this.
Maybe
now,
they would have eventually found, that's true, because they're like, what is it? Like some Asian man showed up to her parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And heard a seagull in the background.
Yeah. I mean, the detective work in this is like, I mean, we're talking like 80s. So
yeah, you can't
like,
do,
there's
you
not
can't
a
do
lot.
Shit. Yeah. I don't even know how could you even have been a detective?
Well, and there's no witnesses or anything to the crime, or the only witness was murdered. So,
right.
Except for that other little boy who, you know, clearly didn't give out good intel.
Yeah, didn't give anything. He just was like, no. He was a little Patrick. Being like,
right.
Nah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want to get involved.
I gotta go. So we're at 49 days of captivity. They are like now being ziplined together, like zip tied or ziplined because like, someone tried to go to the bathroom and it didn't go well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
it didn't go well.
Somehow, Mary convinces Ming to let her watch fireworks for the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. This was weird, too.
This was so weird. And this is a true story. This really happened. Mm-hmm. She's like, let's be a family. You know, you made me that birthday and you took me on that nice trip to Chicago. Like, let's go watch the 4th of July fireworks in my favorite park.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that her husband will be there too and see her. And he's like, I'll take you, but you know, don't act crazy and try to like yell
None
for
of
help.
That funny business.
Yeah,
see?
He's like, I will kill everyone there.
But yeah, I'll kill everyone there. I brought my gun. So he gets them in the RV. They go to the park.
How much ammunition do you have, buddy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they get out of the RV and
I'll kill everyone with this knife.
Fireworks start going off, okay? And then Katy Perry shows up and she's like, baby, you're on my work. You know what I mean?
She's another one of those vampire kind
of
people.
There are some really interesting celebrity cameos in this one.
Yeah. And I was like, Katy Perry, that's great.
Katy Perry, get out of here.
But as Katy Perry.
But don't get out of here.
As Katy Perry is singing on stage in the 80s, there's like police that are just like laughing and like not paying attention. And Mary's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm the woman that's missing. Look at me, look at me. And they don't.
No. They don't.
So we're at 53 days later. Like she gets out, goes to this thing. Nothing happens.
Yep.
You know? And you're like, this is where she's going to get saved. Nope.
No.
53 no. days later. Or in captivity, and 4 minutes left in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, she's never going to get out of here.
How did she make this? How did she get this movie out?
Mary unhinges the door.
Yeah. Which is like crazy that all of a sudden.
I mean, she must have been working at it for a while.
I guess. But in the movie, they make it seem like she was like, oh, maybe if I. Because they're tied to a door.
She has superhuman strength.
He lets them out of the closet eventually. And he's like, you can be in the room, but I'm going to tie you together to the door. So she's like, oh, maybe if I unhinge the door.
Yes. And she's like, Beth, you need to leave right now. And Beth is like, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to get in trouble. She's like, no, we're leaving right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they run out. She calls the police from the rotary phone in the house.
Yeah,
right?
She calls the police before they leave.
And she's like, this is the address that I'm at. Come here right away. And the police are like, we're on our way. So outside, it's like her and Beth. And they're like running, running, running. And the detective comes. I think they're still chained together, too.
Yeah.
The detective comes.
Oh, no, they're chained together because there's a very dramatic later well, the next scene.
Yeah.
When they're unchained.
Right. And the Ming, he is like, wait, how does he get into custody?
Oh, they just go to his job and arrest him.
They're like, hey, you,
man.
Very like,
you live at this address,
anticlimactic. Right? They're just like, oh, they got him.
Yep. They put him in handcuffs. Mary and Beth are reunited with Irv.
Yeah, at the police station, right, like, there's this very, like, sweet, like, they kiss, and it's so romantic. After that, then the police chief comes and, uses, like, wire cutters to...
Yes.
to hook them.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wait, so you let them go in the, like, this whole time? We haven't... I guess I had to take pictures for evidence, but still, like, come on, get them out of the...
Right? Unchain them, please. And then everyone in the precinct claps.
Oh, yeah.
Like, round of applause. Hell job yeah. Well done. We did it, guys.
Hell yeah, guys.
We did absolutely nothing.
Like, all of a sudden, the married couple are kissing and everyone's clapping. And I'm like, it's a rom-com
Hell yeah.
Totally rom-com.
What a weird...
Totally rom-com ending.
What a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
It was strange. So that is a movie. I brought a clip today of the real Mary.
Yeah, I saw this after the movie. They had this interesting documentary.
Okay. Yeah, they do like a whole documentary thing after with the Riff from the Headline series. So this is not from that. This is from Inside Edition or something. But it kind of gives an overview of the things so Drew can see like the actual people talking and explaining what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the... just the real life people, so because it's important. Let me make sure the sound is on, because I'm having sound issues with this.
The new update, am I right?
It's terrible. I don't even understand.
Come on, Apple.
Wall throw pillows.
Here we go.
And that closet became our home for the next 7.5 weeks.
Mary was repeatedly raped by her kidnapper.
You'll make love to me the way you did to your husband.
During the manhunt, the kidnapper allowed little Beth to make a phone call to her dad on Father's Day. The FBI taped the call.
Hello, Dad?
Yes, Bethy. Are you okay?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. When can you come home?
I don't know.
Can I talk to him?
No.
He hammered it into us. If I ran away, he'd kill her. If you did anything, he'd kill me.
The movie shows their dramatic escape.
We gotta go.
Mom, don't. He's gonna get mad.
Their kidnapper, Min Sen Shu, is still in prison after nearly 40 years. Here's how he looks today. And Mary and Beth say they've recovered from their terrifying ordeal.
By having a wonderful life afterwards, in some ways, it's the best way to not let him win.
Okay, you get the idea.
Okay, yeah. But that clip didn't even go into the shit in the documentary where they're like, and then at the trial.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
You didn't watch the, okay.
Of course not. I don't have time to watch the after the movie. I have to watch another movie.
At the trial, Ming got out of his handcuffs, came up behind Mary, and stabbed her in the face.
What?
And she has a scar.
With what did he stab her? A shiv?
I don't know.
Oh, what, my God.
What kind of bailiff?
I know. These.
What is happening? What
this is making me mad with these police.
Yeah. What and he, like, said, like, if I ever get out, I will kill you. but yet he still had a parole hearing. Why does this man...
What? No.
No parole hearing.
No. He should be in jail forever.
Yeah. Forever. You're done, man. You're done, dude.
Oh, my God.
You're done, so dude.
He is crazy.
A bad person. Okay, so that wraps up our conversation about Abducted, the Mary Stopfer story.
Also, but, Prayers in the Closet. That was like my alternate title.
Oh, yes.
Prayers in the Closet.
I know. I was like thinking of like so many Trapped in the Closet jokes, but I'm like, R. Kelly's canceled. I can't do Trapped in the Closet. No. So, Carmen, we'll start with you. Pour it up, put a cork in it. What are you going to do to this movie?
I'm going
to
pour it the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we knew that at the beginning. But why?
I mean, again, I'm not a big Lifetime movie person, which, you know, it's just me personally. I can't sometimes... The acting is just leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah,
but it's hard I think to deal with, the story here was so good that the acting was fine. Like it was, I'm not gonna say it was like Academy Award acting, but like I think it just all came together to be like this was really entertaining.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I mean, that's what movies are for, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what it's we true. Watch movies for.
Drew, how about you?
I mean, I'm gonna pour it up. I'm going to pour it up for the movie that you described to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a cork in the problems, like, in the reality of this thing.
Well, right. Though. That's why it's a rip from the headlines. It's crazy.
Fair, yeah.
That's
don't ridiculous. Pour up the abduction.
No, not the not even Stepper, the abduction, but, like, okay. I'm going to not, like, the way this was handled.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
I'm gonna put a cork in that.
Oh yeah,
not the. Of course, I would always put a cork in
abductions,
abductions and violence and that kind of stuff. But the way this was handled, guys, come
get it together, get
on.
It together. Yeah. I'm also pouring it up. I thought Allison Hannigan did a really good job. I haven't seen her do any dramatic stuff ever. So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe like when, you know, in Buffy, she had like some drama moments, but
some dramatic moments.
But I mean, like not really, like. She was more like the comic relief and like in American Pie and all that stuff. So I was surprised by her acting. I was like, oh, wow, she's pretty good. And I think
comedic actors are great actors, though.
There you go. You they can do both. Mm-hmm. So I liked that. And then I also liked, you know, the costuming and everything was good. I thought like they really nailed like the vibe. And then, you know, the story is like actually really scary.
Yeah.
So I like that Lifetime did it in a way that wasn't so Lifetimey, where it was like ridiculous.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I saw a That's movie good. This weekend called The Killer Contractor. And I swear to God, a woman falls through the ceiling to the floor of the next room and she's totally fine.
It's very real.
They're like, oh, you didn't get a concussion. She's like, great.
Oh, you didn't.
They put her arm in a sling and then she moves on.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yes, pour it up. All right. So that wraps up our conversation about this movie. But before we go, let's do a Candace. You say Candace Cameron Bure.
Do you think she's ever heard that song, by the way?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think she has.
I hope she has, and I hope she gets a kick out of it.
I mean, Candace,
I hope you get a kick out of it. It's all for fun.
It's all
good
fun.
Yeah. No, it's all,
All right, so I have a clip today. She's starting to hawk her holiday stuff because holidays are here, if you didn't know.
They're, I guess so.
They start, you know, in July.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here we go. Here's a little clip of her. Again, my sound issues where I have to go like this. Oh, wait. I think I just saw a little picture in the top. Hold on. Got it.
I'm proud of this collection, and it's been a dream to bring it to you. I take being Queen of Christmas very seriously. But truly, I love this line because it's all about bringing a simple, meaningful Christmas back into your home. And that's my plan this year. I want to think about spending more time with my family and my friends and enjoying the holiday and not stressing out about it being perfectly decorated or perfectly done. I just want it simple and meaningful, but beautiful all at the same time. And I think that this collection does just that. I hope you think so too.
Okay. So she has a Christmas ornament line in partnership with Hallmark this year. So she has been hawking that on Instagram all the time.
Don't buy those.
Don't buy them. I mean, like, the thing is, like, I like that she's saying that, you know, Christmas shouldn't be about decorating and being perfect, because it shouldn't. But also, you don't really need new fancy decorations.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it doesn't have to be perfect, but buy my shit.
Right.
So it can be perfect.
I mean, I get it. Exactly. Look, get it. Get it, girl. You know,
it's a natural evolution of her business and her brand. I get it.
I am not shitting on you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I want her to be okay. I honestly do. I want her to be okay. I want her to be. I feel like she's losing it. I do feel like she's losing it. And I just want, Candace, I want you to be okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. That's well, all I'll say about her.
The biggest thing for me, you know, selling your merchandise on Instagram, we do the same thing. So buy our merchandise. Okay. And, but what was funny to me was, like, she's like, I'm the queen of Christmas.
That
and
is
I'm like,
not okay with that.
You're the self-appointed queen of Christmas.
You are.
She's a queen of Christmas. I said it. she's a queen of Christmas.
She is a queen of Christmas. I don't know what a queen is.
She's not the queen. But she's
not
a queen.
The queen. I'll tell you what, Candace. You're not the queen of Christmas. My mama is.
Everyone's
I was thinking
mom.
Miss Claus.
I was thinking Mrs. Claus too.
You know, school.
But right. Sure.
Oh no, my mom is Mama Christmas.
Mm. There
She's
you go.
Mama Christmas. So
there you go.
So
I don't know. The Queen of Christmas is a big title.
That's and it actually kind of sounds like a villain. Like you're kind of making yourself a villain in there. Like it's like the Ice Queen of Christmas.
Right. I mean, but she meant Queen of Christmas.
She's the queen.
So that is how now we will refer to her, the queen of Christmas.
The queen of Christmas. We do not, queen is not a word.
We don't know what queen means, if it means something.
It doesn't mean a thing, but it's not queen.
Very true.
Definitely not.
All right. I think that wraps up this episode. Carmen, do you have anything you'd like to plug in the pluggy time?
Oh, sure. You can follow my cat's Instagram. It's not really active right now, but it's Derpy McNugget.
Derpy
That's
McNugget.
Great. That's a great
thing. What a
beauty. Yep. You can follow me at Drew Butt with Pants and my band, The Limbos. Spotify, iTunes, all that shit.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here.
Ooh, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime Uncorked. We watch these movies, so you don't have to. But if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 872-267-4117. Leave a review or just say Merry Christmas for the Christmas episodes that we'll be recording in like no time at all.
Yeah, we'll play it.
We'll play it and we'll have a jolly Christmas family all together. And, you know, we'll have our Queen of Christmas there too. All right, that's all I have. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime in Court. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.